Hey, what's up? It is the 11th of Enero, January 2025, or so they tell us. Is that why you deleted yourself, RFB, from the friends list? Is because you caught me doing imitating you because I was just joking? Come on, man. Are you serious? It's unbelievable where we're at. It really is. Decided to go live tonight because, well, it's easier for now. I want to show you prison homes. This is weird. Now, let me give you the context around it. It's very strange, but I'll tell you what. I'll just show it to you. These homes that actually look like prison with bars on the windows. It even comes complete with tiny mailboxes. Someone said this is a home probably for little people, LP, little people, for these mailboxes for their tiny letters. This home, very bizarre. Look at this. Doesn't this look like a camp, like a FEMA camp? Let me show you. This guy's going to be giving us a rundown. Literally, he's running through this to show you just how bizarre this is under the chemtrailed sky. Look at this. Look at that. Isn't that weird? You got bars on the windows. See that on the side? Bars like a jail. I find that strange. They all look very uninviting. Look at this, right? There's the mailbox. Mailboxes. He's going really fast. There's chemtrails above. But look at this. Do you see that? Do you see the bars right there? I mean, this is totally very prison-like. Looks like a camp of some sort. Very strange. It doesn't look like anybody's there. Right? Look at the sky, the chemtrails in the sky. I wish this whoever filmed it would have went a little bit slower. Very strange, right? I'm sure he'll get a doom, doom, but take a look. The context is this neighborhood contains unfinished tract homes. I don't know what a tract home is. Tract homes in Mexico that were constructed as part of a state program originating in the early 2000s. To provide low-income housing. The program was plagued by poor planning, substandard construction, and corruption. I guess it's like if you went to the projects, they might have bars over the windows because obviously those types of areas are high in crime. And so they were putting bars on these homes in Mexico because they're for low-income people. It's their version of the projects. That's the only thing I could think of. But to me, they look like friggin' prisons. Jail cells, like a big jail cell. Look at this under the chemtrailed sky. Look at that. You got bars on the windows and everything. They look like just plain Jane jail cells. They don't even look like the projects. At least the projects, you know, they have front porches on them depending where you're located, where you're at. All right, frozen up. And you see the mailbox with a small hole in there. That's very strange. I think that's kind of odd, personally. Just want to show you that. I thought that was strange. Here's another thing that's strange. Kinda. Let me get to it real quick. This tattooist over there in Arizona, he gives his reason why he thought it was okay to give a 9-year-old girl a fucking tattoo. I just lost everything. I literally, oh no, I just lost everything. Hold on. I don't know what happened. It just got taken away. So now I'm going to have to, what is going on? Now my computer's frozen up. It doesn't want to, this is crazy. Look, what the heck? What is this doing? So everything disappeared. I don't even have any icons on my laptop. You don't... What is... January 2nd? What the hell... What is... Where's all my icons? What the heck is this crap? Where... All right, just bear with me. As RFP would say, stand by. At any rate, I had some good stuff I want to show you, but this computer's... I hate to have to stop this and start all over again. It's ridiculous. I might have to. Literally, it just vanished. I'm in the middle of something. I'm going to have to go to full history. Just bear with me. I'm going to have to... Something went wrong. Come on. Can't be easy, can it? Okay, whatever. Now it's all white. Do you see this? Don't worry, my computer just basically crashed. Right, I lost everything in there. But I should have full history to go and find this all over again. This is ridiculous. Look at this. I literally had like 9 windows open and they just vanished on me. Just vanished. And we're live, so I mean, I gotta wait for my computer to do something. Wait, hold on. Oh crap, a tab popped up. It said restore, and I didn't know, I caught it as I was Xing out. I could have restored everything. This really sucks. All right, so what I'll do is I'll go into my show full history, right? Just bear with me. Some good stuff I want to show you. But I'm going to have to go to full history, which is... So everything might get jumbled up. This is utterly, utterly ridiculous. Look at this. I've never had this problem before. Look at this. This is going on for a few minutes now. All right. Get the fascist book. Oh, it's going to act like I don't have a history? If that's the case, then this sucks. I had some good I wanted to show you. Good stuff. I'll tell you what, this ain't working because all my windows are gone. It's acting like I should have a history, like a it's acting like I don't even have a history, my history vanished. Let me try something else. Everything, look at this. Okay, maybe now show full history. We could. Oh, I know what I know. I think I know what happened. I think. Now all of a sudden it's acting like I'm on DuckDuckGo, which I use sometimes, but my history might be with Google. So let me go to Google. Now let me go to show full history. All my history has just disappeared. Disappeared. Everything just disappeared. This is ridiculous. This is utterly... How do you restore? Can you restore... see, I accidentally X'd out. It offered restoration, but I was in the process of hitting things to X out, and I accidentally hit the restore as soon as it popped up. And so I was too late, and I can't undo that, can I? This is going to fuck everything up, because I had a humdinger. I had a good one. So let me go see the title of this. All right, listen. This is ridiculous. But, you know, it's going to happen if you... Technology fails. It sucks. All right. So I showed you the prison homes. Then you have this Arizona tattooist shares the bizarre reason he thought it was fine to ink a tattoo or a 9-year-old girl. Now, I don't think it's cool for children. First of all, children should not, if you're under 18, you should not have the say-so in lopping your body parts off or taking hormone blockers, sick, first of all, or even getting a tattoo. I know that at a certain age, like if a boy is 16 years old with parental consent, they could get a tattoo, but 9 years old is ridiculous. And I wanted to show you that, but I can't because, I just got screwed basically with no Vaseline by this friggin' computer. Everything, my history's gone, everything. She's 9 years old and she wanted to get on the back of her neck a Trump tattoo, but they settled on, I think, American flag. And the Arizona tattooist said, well, the reason why he went ahead with it is because they're from Turkey. I don't even know. I wanted to go over that article with you, but I can't. But what I wanted to say is I don't think any girl, boy, child should be getting a tattoo. I think if you're under 18, you shouldn't be getting one. When you're 18 years old, then you get one. That's what I think. You know, because a 9 year old, they might hit 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20 and say, why did I get this? I was just a kid. I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Same thing with the hormone blockers and crap like that. I wanted to go over that. So it sucks. Then there was a video I wanted to show you, but I can't, of people in LA. They're going, we got thousands of firefighters, but there's none on the scene. There's no fire trucks. There's no fire trucks. They're just burning this. The whole thing's burning, but there's no fire trucks. Malibu's burning, but they're saying no fire trucks. I wanted to show you that the citizens are saying that. That sounds very familiar. I think it sounds like Maui or Lahaina, right? I also wanted to show you footage, but it's very late, of the vegetation, like the trees all around these mansions and stuff. They're intact, just like in Lahaina, just like the Maui thing, just like the paradise, because they're using lasers. They're using lasers. They're burning them out on purpose. Since when do you not have water? It's right next to the ocean. California has 1,500 miles of coastline. You can't use any desalination methods to get all that water. What about this snow on the mountains? There's a lot of snow in them there hills, aren't there, in mountains of California. How about using the snow to get rid of the fires? Do they not know by now that that this is all done on purpose? By 2028, they want LA to be a smart city, right? They also want them to be, which is like a 15-minute city. Open air prisons is basically what it is, where you just totally surveillanced. That's why they're doing all this stuff. And they want to do this in our neck of the woods. Whatever our area, whatever your area is prone to naturally, like flooding, they'll use that on you. If it's prone to earthquakes even, like California is, they can use that on you. They can create earthquakes. They can create tsunamis. They own the weather. So this is what they're doing. They're burning you out of California. They're burning them out. And they're going to try to reclaim it because this is part of their agenda. Agenda 2030, they want to be, that's a wrap this year, along with depopulation, massive depopulation of the West. Our population is projected to go from roughly 400 million. That's the estimate. They keep saying 330 million, but no. It's way more than that because we've been invaded by 40 million invaders or so. So the population is going to go down if they have their way from 400 million this year. They got 11 months and change to work on us. Look how this year started off already. L.A. with what happened over there. That ugly looking electric Cybertruck, they call it, over there in Las Vegas at Trump Tower. That looked like a hoax, too. I saw a video and I showed it, but you guys ain't paying attention. But look at all the stuff that's going on. Just as soon as this year started, crap was going down on January 1st. And so they're not going to stop. And they plan on most of us. You go look in the mirror. If you're in America, if you're in the West, most of us, they plan on us not being here. Like going on a permanent vacation, permanent night-night. Do you understand this? Look what they're doing in California. Look how many fires they started. And then they want to show arsonists, right? Oh, it's the arsonists that are doing it. Look at them. They're the ones that started. We got a couple in custody. No, you don't. And if there are arsonists doing this, they're allowing it. That's number one. But the primary way that this is going down is through lasers. I was going to show you from above. They zap it. And also smart meters. I was going to show you a video of that. Turning up the juice in the smart meters and zapping your ass. That's right. You could be sleeping in the middle of the night. We all have smart meters. I hear you can opt out of them. And I think you have to go down to the power company. And you'd have to pay a fee to get the analog back, but they're going to try to discourage you. But I think you can still switch it back to analog. I'm not 100% sure on that. But these smart meters and anything smart, you got a smart meter on your water, all these things, all they got to do is turn up the juice. If you got anything smart appliances and everything goes up in flames.
I was going to show you a video about the smart meters over there, how this, that came into play with these fires. So I was going to show you a lot of stuff like that. What was it? Oh, yeah. Then I was going to show you a car over there in California. Everything around it is burnt down. This car was untouched. Why was it untouched? It was blue. The car was painted blue. Lasers ain't harming the blue. Just like over there in Lahaina. Do you remember that? That was a thing? Even Beijing Biden mentioned blue roofs to prevent your house from going on fire. Do you remember any of that? Yeah. So there was a car I wanted to show you over there in California. It was blue. Not touched by fires. It's funny how that works. It's funny how the trees aren't touched. Well, all the homes are going up in flames and businesses and stuff like that. You know, over there in Hawaii, when that, all that crap went down, did you know that the fires went all the way up to the governor's mansion but missed the governor's mansion? I think it actually went around or bypassed Oprah's mansion too. Funny how that works. That's a mighty smart fire, don't you think? It's done on purpose. All this stuff is done on purpose. It's no act of God, no act of God. It's an act of them, these demons, the New World Order. That's what it's an act of. So nice try, New World Order, by getting rid of all my tabs. Just vanish right before my very eyes. Nice try. Still got a title here. I can still talk about these things. It's ridiculous where we're at. All right? Let's see. Smart meter. Oh, yeah. Then I was going to go over an article with you that an actual federal scientist said that climate change has nothing to do with these fires. I can't get in the article right now, but I might go back later on or tomorrow and do a video on it instead of going live. This is what happens when you go live. You run the risk of things going crazy, and then either you end the live or you just have to wing it. Whereas if I was making a video, I could press the pause button or stop the video, go find the articles, which would take time and all that, and then continue making the video. So by the time you would watch it, it'd only be 40 minutes, but meanwhile, it took me hours to make. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? How you doing, Rudy Bruce? How you doing, Sheila Marie Taylor? I was going to show you guys, I was saying, a bunch of stuff. When you rewind this or watch this at the beginning, you'll see prison homes or homes that look like prisons down there in Mexico with bars on it. Very strange. This video's making the rounds, okay? It's very strange, but I also gave you the context or what they're saying, what they're for. Look like some kind of camp. But I was going to show you also and go over an article about the 9-year-old girl that got a tattoo. And I was going to say that I don't think that's right. I don't care if the parents say it's okay for whether it's a Trump tattoo on the back of the girl's neck or the American flag or anything. Little kids should not be allowed to get tattooed. I don't even revise my stance. Even if you're 16 and the parents say, okay, I don't think you should get one. I think you should get one when you're old enough to die for this country. You could go get your own tattoo. You're 18 or older, go get your tattoo. So if you have any regrets later on down the road, well, you were 18, you were old enough to make that decision, right? By the way, it's funny how you could be 18 years old and you can't drink, but you could go die for your country, right? Isn't that weird? Meanwhile, when I was growing up, even as a teenager, you could drink at 18 years old. Then they changed it. Right before, what was it? I think when I hit my 18th birthday, they moved the goalposts on me and they changed it to 21. I was kind of pissed, but I didn't drink anyway, but I was kind of annoyed that they did that. It's kind of like when I always had borderline high blood pressure, right? That's what they say. And then I lost, when I lost my first, I went down from 240 to 185, and I went back to my doctor, Kaiser. This is a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago. And I said, hey, doc, I lost a lot of weight. Take my blood pressure now. He says, oh, your blood pressure is no longer 140 over like 100. It's 131 over 80. Something real like good, right? He says, but I got some news to tell you. The American Heart Association moved the goalpost. Now the borderline is not 139 and up. It's 140 and up. It's 130 and up. And you're a point over. So you're going to need to go on medication. I said, the hell I am. You're moving the goalpost on me. Same thing with the drinking thing. But anyway, getting back to that 9-year-old thing, I wanted to get into that more, but I can't because all my tabs just vanished right in front of my very eyes. I'm doing okay. It's just that I was discussing how all the wonky, crazy crap that they're doing, it's not an act of God, all right? That these fires are not an act of God. It's an act of man, these evil people that are doing it. They're using lasers. They're using smart meters. I was going to actually watch a video with you guys talking about the smart meters out there. That it literally, they turn up the juice in these homes along with the lasers. They could do this many ways with these fires. and just that's it. And we all have smart meters on our homes. So if you're a patriot conservative and they can get a wild hair up their ass, they could take out the whole neighborhood if they want. All right? They can. So whatever you, and also whatever your area is prone to, like floods, they could cause floods. They control the weather. They could cause tidal waves. They could cause tsunamis if they want. It's not hard for them to do. But it's not an act of God, as they want to say. So it's ridiculous. Then I was going to show you a blue car. Everything around it in California was burned down, right, over in L.A., but a blue car was standing untouched because it's blue. These lasers they're using, right? A lot of people don't know about that. They think that this is just a wildfire, like someone dropped a match and everything went on fire in the middle dead of winter. I don't think so. On top of that, they're also spraying over there. They're chemtrailing to dry it out, too. There's a lot of stuff going on. And then I wanted to go over this. Federal scientist says he's actually saying, but I lost the freaking article because all my tabs vanished before my eyes, was saying that these fires out in L.A., this federal scientist, I didn't even get the name yet because I didn't delve into it. I wanted to delve into the article with you guys on the fly, but everything vanished. Anyway, there was an article out there saying a federal scientist actually says those fires in California are not climate change. And he's right, or she's right, whoever this federal scientist is. It's not climate change. And if you want to talk about climate change, let's say climate change was a thing. It's not us causing it. It's not cow farts. That's stupid. It's them. They own the weather. There's an actual Air Force document owning the weather by 2025. What year is it? They own the weather. They can have carte blanche. They could do whatever they want, and they want to blame us, lock us down, impose tyrannical measures upon us, little peons, right? Meanwhile, it's them. Do you remember Martin Short on Saturday Night Live used to say, is it me or is it them? It's them, right? Yes, it's them, Martin. It's always them. And it's not an act of God. Bullshit. All right? I'm tired of God getting blamed for everything. It's these a-holes, these New World Order pieces of crap. And they want us gone by the end of this year. They project our population this year in America to go from where it is, which I place at roughly 400 million, including the invaders, down to theeagle.com. 99, just under 100 million. That's almost 300 million gone this year. Deagle.com actually had a revised depopulation or population projection for this year at one point. From 99 million in 2025, they had it down to 69 million. That started catching a lot of eyeballs and it started going viral. They took that down. They're getting something ballsy. So I wanted to talk about that. It's not climate change causing these fires. I hate to burst anyone's bubble out there. I know people like Rudy Bruce know this, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, but there's a lot of people out there, so normies, that don't know these things. They really think climate change is causing it. They really think an arsonist is out there causing all these massive fires. I have a hard time lighting a damn fire in a damn fire pit back there. I struggle to do that. Hellfire. All of a sudden, these fires, just thousands of acres, 10,000 structures, you know, all these deaths and everything from arsonists, the fuck out of here. Now, some arsonists might allow some arsonists to do these things and then say, oh, we caught the culprit, these arsonists, to give the illusion for fake news watchers to think arsonists were doing this. It's them, man. I mean, they might allow some arsonists to do it, but it's them. And then I wanted to go over how the Center for Disease Creation, but I don't have the fucking article because my tabs on my laptop vanished right before my very eyes. Get ready. This bird flu, which is an absolute 100% hoax with a real agenda now. Now, the agenda behind all these scamdemics and stuff is very, very real. But the actual so-called virus, there are no viruses. The good doctors came out in 2020, risking life and limb and career to explain to us that viruses don't exist. Whatever they make you sick with, they have to put it in the vial. There's a reason why they call that thing a vial, and then they put the syringe in there, and then they inject you with it, okay? Now, the Center for Disease Creation is saying, get a load of this. They're really trying to hype up the fear. Everyone's paying attention to the fires that they're causing out there. This bird flu thing is percolating in the background. They're killing chickens by the millions. If one chicken has a fake diagnosis of bird flu on a farm, Farmer John has to cull all his fucking chickens. What logic or rationale is there with that, except it is to kill our food supply and jack up the prices of what's in the food chain, which is means less eggs, right? If they go after the chickens that are meat chickens for us to eat meat, that's going to cause prices to go jacked up, as if prices aren't already jacked up thanks to Biden inflation. So what they're doing is less food, less eggs in the supply chain. They're projecting, according to Steve Popolo of the Popolo Report, that sooner or later, $9 a carton for the cheapy eggs in the grocery store. We're not talking about the organic, the higher end eggs that are already jacked up $10, $11. We're talking about the ones that we used to get for $1.29 that are now four something at friggin' Aldi, $4.67. Which is more expensive than Kroger. It's ridiculous, Aldi. You, all of a sudden now your eggs are more expensive than Kroger. But they're going to go up to $9. Are you down with that? It's because they're killing the chickens. They're killing the chickens in the name of bird flu. So what does this do? Well, you know, when the fake news apparatus reports on this, it makes this bird flu feel real to the sheeple out there, because they don't understand that this fake virus has many agendas they want to accomplish with this. It's fear, it's getting rid of our food supply, it's pricing us out of being able to buy the food that we need that was once cheap, the incredible edible egg and maybe chicken meat too, right? And it also, it marches us along, a la 2020, to medical tyranny 2.0, which is what they want. They want us locked down, they want you muzzled up, they want you to roll up your sleeve. Plain simple as that. Tyranny, depopulation, control. They want us eating Z-bugs, right? You all know this. They want us eating Z-bugs this decade. They want us eating lab meat. That's if you're alive. If you live through all the shenanigans that they want to pull off to make sure they unalive us. Do you understand this? And if you happen to be alive at that point and make it through all this depopulation crap towards the end of this decade, chances are you're going to be living in an open-air prison called a 15-minute city. With social credit scores, you only be allowed out a couple of times a year if your social credit's good, like a good little, what do you call them? Well, New World Order citizens, what you would be. You down with that? You'll eat Z-bugs, you'll own nothing and be happy, right, clown slob? You useless eaters out there. So that's what they're saying. They're saying that the typical seasonal flu is going to mesh, or could mesh, with this bird flu that doesn't exist. If you go look at the symptoms of the bird flu, don't be a COVIDian out there. Don't be a branch COVIDian anymore. It's got to get out of that cult. There's no viruses out there. Do I look like I have the flu? No. It's freaking almost middle of January. Didn't get sick once this year. You JKing me? You wonder why? If you treat your body right, it won't purge. It'll have nothing. You won't get sick. Influenza means influence. What is influencing you to feel sick? Why do you have cell poisoning? Well, look at all the chemicals in the food people consume. Look at the lack of exercise. By the way, exercise. Think about it. What are you exercising? Well, if a person is demon-possessed, you exercise the demon out of them, right? Well, if you got exercising, like going to work out, you're exercising the impurities out of you, sweating them out. Your lymphatic system is part of that, especially if you're bouncing like I do in a rebounder. You're getting all the impurities out. I'm exercising all the impurities out, the toxins. And plus, if you watch your diet and read your labels and don't eat crap, right? Or if you mitigate the amount of crap you eat, and you could I do eat a serving. I like potato chips. I can't help. I love. So I eat a serving of a little bit of popcorn, a little bit of cheese, crackers, a little bit of, I have that, potato chips and pretzels a day. But it's very little of each one equals one serving of junk food, okay? That's what I have every day. That's my vice, plus I drink beer. That's my vices. But what do I do to counter all that? Raw garlic, turmeric, I exercise. You look at my damn videos. I'm doing heavy moves day. That exercise that I do with the deadlifts and the heavy box pushes and pulls and farmers carry, I went over an article that I discovered last week saying that type of training literally prevents cancer. That type of training, because it's so intense, you're getting so much oxygen into your blood. Cancer thrives in an anaerobic environment. Your body, if it's not oxygenated, and you know, cancer can thrive there. So what I'm doing is, even if I have my little vices, like drinking a Colt 45 at night, three of those, or eating a little bit of chips here, or maybe I'll have a piece of fried chicken every now and then, or go out for pizza or Chinese food with the MSG and sodium, What am I doing to mitigate against all that? To prevent the damage that I've done hither and thither? Well, I'm overwhelmingly doing positive things, so I don't get sick. And if I do, it doesn't last long. That's what all the seasonal flu is. Your body is cyclical, just like the trees out there purging the leaves in the fall. I've gone over this since 2020. No one said that to me. I figured it out on my own. It makes a lot of sense. People get sick in the fall. Trees fall off in the fall. Why is that? We're cyclical. God knows what he's doing. Purging toxins. We're cyclical beings. What else did I want to say? So this sin of disease creation saying that this... Oh, yeah. By the way, this... bird flu is going to combine with a seasonal flu for a pandemic. Has a chance. The seed, they're priming that pandemic pump. They want it to go off. They are burning places out. They're flooding places out. They're doing all this crap. They're causing mayhem in New Orleans. A cyber truck burns up over here in Trump Tower. Everything they can to cause chaos, confusion, fear, and make everyone capitulate to the New World Order, which I'm not doing it. And I don't see you guys muzzling up there. My communita, be muzzling up there, all right? Don't be muzzling up, wearing, because when you muzzle up, that means you're going along with the New World Order agenda, and you're making it harder for people that want to be left alone, like me, and maybe some of you out there. I don't want to be required to wear a muzzle to go into a damn store, suffocating myself and hide my identity, damn it. I didn't go along with it in 2020. I ain't doing it now. I've already discussed this with businesses. I said, don't go bother putting that sign up. We're asking you to put on your muzzle, and then you're going to change it. Request from request to require. Because I remember that at Kroger for weeks on end in 2020. It says, we request that you wear a muzzle. Since when? Are you a doctor? How could you tell me what to put on my face and cover my mouth? Are you a doctor prescribing something to me? You got a medical license? No. So how could you tell me to hide my identity and breathe in my own shit? Even if you were a doctor, I wouldn't go along with it. But you know what I'm saying? They want to take your temperature with that temperature gun pointing at your head. Do you remember that? Temperature gun, very symbolic, pointing at your head to take a temperature. Not only that, there's a nurse in Australia that had a video that said, these temperature guns are dangerous. They're radiating your pineal gland. If you don't think your pineal gland, your third eye is important, go look that one up. They know what they were doing. They had you muzzled up, breathing in your own shit, hiding your identity. They would point temperature guns. Since when you go into a damn gym and they're asking you, have you ever been to China? None of your damn business, bitch. That's all tyrannical measures. They might not have thought so, these gym owners and business owners ask you, well, have you been, before you enter, you must have you been to China? Do you have a fever? Do you feel sick? Are you, excuse me? Excuse me. Who are you? Who are you? You a doctor? Am I in the doctor's office? Fack off. But the sheeple went along with it. I didn't. Ma didn't. And very few of us out there didn't. But enough of us to push back to cause some kind of awakening that by now, hopefully there's enough people that are no longer sheeple. They won't go along with this bird flu, but somehow I've lost faith in humanity. I think they would go for a majority, because I see them muzzled up since 2020s. Idiots out there. Not a lot, but I see them, all right? And right now I see them wearing muzzles a little bit more than they were the past year or so, because they're probably watching fake news, MSLSD, or the Commie News Network that's using fear porn, talking about the damn bird flu like it's real. It ain't real. The agenda's real, all right? They want to scare you. They want to scare you into submission, to wearing a damn face type. How damn stupid are the sheeple? Very stupid. I tried wearing a mask when I first discovered chemtrails, and I was walking a dog, and I looked up and I saw them spraying the skies, and I didn't know they were nanoparticulates, so I put on a mask, like you do when you're sawdust or something like that, you know, the white one? Makes you look like a duck? Yeah, walking a dog, watched them spray us, couldn't do it. 3 minutes is the longest I went. And then I tried it maybe the next day while walking door. And finally, I gave up. I said, the hell far. I'm just going to breathe in the fresh chemtrail there. I cannot breathe it in this shit, this mask. That was over something real. Like chemtrails, I couldn't wear a mask. To think, something that ain't real, like COVID, that doesn't even make sense. COVID is not even a virus name. It means certificate of vax ID. For instance, they want us to show them our papers. That's tyranny. That's what COVID stood for. They tried to make us have vax ports to go into venues, to go from point B to point A, point A to point B. That's all tyrannical measures, all New World Order crap. 2020 was a dry run for the New World Order. They saw how many were going to go along with the New World Order's agenda and who didn't. They know I didn't. It was all common sense, all that shit. Since when are you going to, a bank is going to say, You can't come in here unless you hide your identity. Put on your mask. In an old world, they would call the cops on you. They would think you're about to rob them. But during the scamdemic, the sheeple, man, they didn't even think twice. They went, yes, master, I put it on to go in the bank. Didn't question anything. That's strange. A bank asking me to cover up my face to go in there? Huh? Think that's kind of odd, don't you? People, you better wake up, man. Arrows on the floor. Do you remember that in the stores? Walk this way. Walk this way. That's not... If a virus was real, it would be all over the air. Arrows, what direction you walked in would have no effect whatsoever at all on preventing it. That's stupid. But what it was obedience training. Put on your muzzle, you little sheeple. They were initiating you. It was a worldwide occult ritual. I came across a Christian article. Lockdowns, masks, antisocial, 666 feet apart, and the constant hand washing. Washing away the old, accepting the new norm. Yeah. Yeah, it was all ritual to all these bastards, and they were getting their rocks off of watching the sheeple go through it. It was an occult ritual to initiate you, all right? You were being the initiate. Initiate, that's what you were if you went along with all this shit, all right? Putting on your mask, doing the 666 feet apart, jumping back from someone if they approached you like they were some kind of monster. So damn stupid. We had a priest that my mother went to go hug during the scamdemic or shake his hand or something. He literally leaped back. He jumped back. Like several feet. This is a priest. You're supposed to be a man of the cloth, a man of God. You shouldn't be scared of nothing. You should be fearing nothing. As a matter of fact, that goes for all these churches that shut down. Remember that? I know I'm digressing, but I'm getting triggered here. Remember, because this is what they want to happen again. The churches that went along with it, they shut down for the lockdowns. Excuse me? Excuse me? That's when the church should rise up. And very few pastors and priests did. Very few. Remember, one in Canada, Canadian, got arrested because he had church during the lockdowns. I know Father Altman is a Catholic priest, who spoke out against the lockdowns and called COVID a sham and called it for what it was, tyrannical New World Order crap. But there were very few priests and very few preachers, as opposed to the plethora of priests and preachers that went along with it. Do you understand this? Shutting down the church, and then when they reopened, putting a bunch of hand sanitizer everywhere, which is bad in and of itself because it goes directly into the skin, it goes right into your blood and can give you cancer. New World Order knows exactly what you've got the sheeple doing. New churches that went along with us, how dare you? You're not men of God or people of God. Shutting down the churches and opening up, when you did open them up, you had every other pew marked off like a damn crime scene. I remember that. And all these bastards in there wearing a damn muzzle. Yeah, you heard me. I'm pissed off at all you went along with this shit. How dumb can you be? You're putting on a muzzle and you're suffocating. You don't know that you're suffocating yourself? How do you not know that? A three-year-old would know that. They would take it off and you tried to force it on, wouldn't they? A dog would be like, woof, woof. A dog is smarter than you damn sheep. As you go off the damn cliff, you sheep. They want to say that the bird flu is going to mesh with them, the regular season flu, and could cause a pandemic. F that. They're lying. Just like they lied in 2020. Do you remember when the Center for Disease Creation in the wintertime said, oh, guess what? We're not going to count the flu this year for 2020-2021 winter season. They literally said they're not even going to pay any mind to the flu. You want to know why? Because the flu, people that got sick with their influenza shit, they called it COVID, which is really coronavirus, a cold. They are telegraphing it. If you have at least half a functioning brain, and they're letting you know that they're lying to you. But they are banking on the fact that they're banking on the fluoridation, the constant shiny objects that they give to the sheeple, the sports, everything else that they've done to dummy down the sheeple and the frequencies, they're banking on that to kick in, that even though they're letting you know all this is a hoax and they want to kill you, they're banking on the sheeple have been so damn fluoridated and dumbed down and indoctrinated that it It doesn't matter. They could tell the sheeple the truth, and the sheeple still won't believe it, or they won't even acknowledge it, and they'll just go with the New World Order flow. And they were right. They were damn right. But guess what? I ain't a sheep. And a lot of you out there ain't sheep either. I see the posts of my peeps on my friends list. A lot of you out there are not sheep. You're posting facts. Rudy Bruce talks about stuff like this, don't you, Rudy? So, hast thou not learnt anything? Fool you once, shame on them. Fool you twice, shame on you. EWE, you little sheep out there. They're saying that this bird flu, which isn't even real, has the potential to combine itself with the regular seasonal flu, which can cause a pandemic. They're getting ready to say, Mr. Smith, you have the Boyd flu. Does Mr. or Mrs. Smith or whoever it is say, let me go look at the symptoms of this so-called bird flu? Sniffles? Okay. Check. Let's see the flu column. Sniffles. Check. Fever? Potential? The regular flu? Fever? Body aches? Bird flu? Body aches? Flu? Well, it seems like there's no such thing as bird flu. It's just the flu.
Yeah. You getting it? Not only that, don't forget, they stuck that thing all the way up to your fucking pea brain, you sheep out there.
See, a lot of you out there are not down a rabbit hole. You didn't see the videos that I seen of military personnel, people brave enough to film their fellow military personnel getting that shit jabbed all the way up to their brain, that blood came out. Yeah, picture you in the military base getting your damn ancient Egyptian nasal torture method stuck up to your brain, called a PCR test, which is a faulty test, by the way. Carrie Mullins, the inventor of it, said so. Says you could amplify or magnify it and find any fragment you want, call it anything. It's useless, basically. But picture you're not supposed to film your fellow soldier at all getting this procedure done, but you're brave enough to film it somehow and then get it on the internet. Yeah. We have heroes like that. That were doing stuff like that in the military, showing their own fellow servicemen getting their blood, that shit all the way up to the brain and getting blood coming out. What were they depositing near the brain? What were they taking away? Sounds like DNA to me. Send it to China, right? Your DNA. Did you know those swabs also are radiation? It's not for your health at all. Another thing is, the sheeple don't ask is, let's see, if you're drinking and you're driving and you get pulled over, they give you a breathalyzer because it's in your breath, in your, right? The aerosol. If you have to wear a muzzle because the so-called virus to prevent you from giving the virus to someone else or getting it, even though if it was real, it would go right through the fabric. Sheeple is so damn stupid. If it's in the air tonight, why are they sticking something up to your brain? Sheeple never question that. I saw that right off the bat. I'm like, wait a minute. Why aren't they giving them some kind of breathalyzer or some kind of swab test? Why are they sticking it up their brain? Because it wasn't for a virus. There was no virus. The virus was in the vial. The sickness was in the vial, the injections, which, by the way, are making the sheeple sicker. The immune system is getting compromised over time. Not every single sheep is. Because the quaxines, they're not real vaccines, back then in 2020 during the scamdemic, had different lot numbers, different batch strengths. Different batches had different potencies. Some had zero, like a placebo. A lot of people out there got placebos. They thought they got something to help their health. No. Some people got a light dose of the poison. Some people, right off the bat, got a full-blown dose of the poison. They said, well, you have to sit here in the office after you get your injection to see if you're going to be okay. Sit here for 15 minutes. Some of them never made it out because they got the full-on strength one. Do you understand this? It's all staggered. They can't go and inject everybody at once during 2020 or with full potencies and everybody's dropping dead in the office and don't make it. No, it would be too obvious. They have to stagger it. They have to keep you confused, and they have to make it become a faded memory. But that's still a thing. If you took your quaxines and there's a certain type of level of potency in there, your immune system's getting compromised. That's also a thing. So when their immune system's getting compromised and gets weaker and weaker over time, they're going to get sick. So what does this medical establishment say? What does the Center for Disease Creation say? They can make it up. Monkeypox, whatever. Whatever. Meanwhile, it's not that. It's whatever the sheeple took, or it's no symptoms. Remember that? Oh, you're asymptomatic. You got it. And you go, really? Well, I don't have the sniffles. I have a fever. Feel great. PCR test says you got it. You're asymptomatic. You still got it. You have to quarantine you. Roy Orbison is in the background right now singing anything they say, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. This is what they want. They're now saying that the bird flu, which isn't real, is going to, has a potential to mesh with the seasonal flu and has a potential to cause a big pandemic. Meanwhile, if the bird flu was real, it's the same exact symptoms of the flu. Translation, it's the flu. Same thing in 2020, it's the flu. And if you have no symptoms, they'll just lie to you and say you have it. Because they know people are that damn dumb. But not this guy. You. Yeah, me. And Ma. My mother, me mother. How about you? You ready? You ready to not go along with this crap? Hmm? Or when are they going to put the arrows down? They're going to try that again, huh? Requesting that you suffocate yourself before you enter this establishment. The hospitals, of all places, should know better than that. They should know that you shouldn't be suffocating yourself, especially if you're sick. You're sick and you're going to put on a muzzle to make yourself sicker? The winner of the Darwinism Award. We need to have that be a real thing. Darwinism Award, survival of the fittest. You can't be that damn dumb. You're sick and you're going to put on a muzzle to make yourself sicker. Did you not know that the dentists were coming out saying after the lockdown that the patients would come back to them, and the ones that wore the muzzles in particular, that their teeth were all jacked up because it quickens tooth decay. It makes it for bad oral hygiene. You lose your teeth sooner than later if you're muzzling up because you're supposed to be able to breathe, and all kinds of crap going on in there because you're muzzled up. You're breathing in the fibers from it, you COVID idiots. And not only that, you have a higher risk of lung cancer. You're preventing oxygen, although chemtrailed oxygen, from getting into you. It's like that scene in Full Metal Jacket where the drill instructor said, choke yourself, pile! Choke it! That's what you're doing. You're choking yourself. These sheep are so damn dumb. And on top of that, you're erasing your identity. You're walking around looking like a Muppet. You're erasing your identity. Guess who wants you to erase the identity that God gave you? I'll give you a little hint. It's not God. It's not God, as Trey Smith would say. It's the devil. Ooh, it's the devil. He's quite a rebel. Yeah. The devil wants your face erased, your identity that God gave you. And you sheep out there went along with it. You're still doing it to this day, which is disgusting. They thought in 2020 that us, purebloods, and didn't wear the mask, they thought they were going to shame us into doing it. No, it was actually the opposite. We were making fun of you, mask holes. We're shaming you out of that muzzle. Take that damn face diaper off. You're a face diaper. You're a face diaper. Would you like a little pacifier too? You little two-year-old baby? You little sissy. It reminds me of that Billy Idol song, Eyes Without a Face. Because when you do this with the mask, that's all I see, your eyes without a face. Even Billy Idol knew back in 1983, eyes without a face, such a human waste, your eyes without a face. They want to do this again, on top of the UFO card still on the table, on top of, where did the drones go? All of a sudden, that's just faded out, huh? See how they transition? Drones, everybody pay attention to drones. Now it's fire. Fire, warning, Roy Orbison, fire, California, which we need to pay attention to that, but do not, for 1 minute, you can keep your eye on, I don't care if you look cross-eyed, keep your eye on that shit right over there, percolating in the background, the bird flu, on top of the drones, on top of maybe a fake UFO invasion. Listen, this year's going to be a humdinger. This year's going to be a year of deception, probably even worse than 2020 with the scandemic, worse than ever. See to it that thou is not deceived. All right? Do not fall for this bird flu nonsense. Yeah, it's going to look real. Yeah, you're going to pay. You're going to go to Grok store and go, oh my God, I can't believe the prices of eggs if you can find them. That bird flu must be real. No, they're looking for an excuse to kill off our food supply. It's not hard to figure out. Just like all those fires out there in California. How much produce is getting? How many farms are going up in flames? No one's ever mentioned that. Huh? How's that going to affect our food supply? Huh? What about all the grocery stores with tons of food, thousands of tons of food in that whole area? All those cities and everything. Are those not going up in flames? Hmm? That's food lost out of our... what about... it's just so much. It's so much, man. I think I said enough. It's kind of late. And I'm kind of annoyed. But there's that. All my windows, I had at least probably about seven of them up. Seven or eight. All of a sudden, they just vanished. Unless I touched something that I didn't... Did I hit something? No, I never seen that happen before. And all of a sudden, my history's gone. I couldn't go in my show full history, and all that's gone. So whatever I had, the tabs I had up, I could have went in my history and just found them real easy and showed you them, but I can't. But just know that painted blue, a car painted blue, everything around it's torched except for the blue car. What's that? Is that lasers? Sounds like lasers to me that they're using to burn the people out of their homes over there, the mansions and all these other places. Right? But then they want to rebuild it into a smart city. Huh? Huh? Where they can surveil you. AI and all this other crap. Social credit scores, more than likely. 15-minute cities, right? The roaches will check in, but you won't check out unless they let you check out. If you're a good little New World Order citizen with your social credit score, twice a year you can get out of a 15-minute city. Did you know that over there in Saudi Arabia, there's a thing they're building called the Line in the middle of a damn desert? It's going to be something like, I don't know, I think it's 73 miles long. And what it is picture living in a mall. A big-ass mall, like 70-something miles. It's something like that, where you'll have church in there, churches, gyms. You go to work there, and you live there. But you never go out of that. You never go outside. It's just a line, a long line, like a train, but it's wide, very wide. It's a very big structure. Go look it up. The Line, it's called. And that's where they'll be living, and they won't be getting out. They won't see the light of day, nothing, like a prisoner. Only it'll be like a mall setting. But even that would get old when you realize that you can't break out of that matrix, so to speak. Right? Prison. They want us contained. If you happen to live through all what they have planned to depopulate your ass. Comprende? Capiche? Eh? They also want to do a Holodomor, which is a big, what do they call that? Starvation thing? There's a lot of irons in the New World Order fire, aren't there? But don't let this get you down. I say this because I want to inform you. Live your life as best as can. Heck, get in the gym, work out, pump the pythons, flex and perplex. Enjoy your life, but just know this could be the year. Could be. We'll see. That's why we got to all realize that this ain't all there is. This world isn't all there is. This world's passing away. Everybody here is going to meet their maker sooner or later. It's appointed man wants to die. Just know where you're going when you breathe your last breath on terra firma. Okay? You're going to go up or down. I want to say this also. Sick you sheeple out there, I want to talk about LED lights, but not right now. Your damn headlights, your bright-ass LED... It's just warfare against us. It's causing people, it causes blindness, these LED lights, these fucking headlights. It's weaponized lights is what they are. But I'm not going to get into that part. What I'm going to get into real quick, when it's dusk or inclement weather, turn your damn lights on. I see a bunch of jackasses out there with no lights on. It's almost dark outside. You drive around with no headlights on. You don't realize you have lights on? Are you drunk? You got to get these jackasses off the road. It's that. I'm sick of you dangerous drivers. What else? Oh, yeah, idiots with no taillights at night. That's a newest phenomenon that I've noticed. No taillights. You don't know you have taillights are out? A lot of you out there don't belong with a driver's license. Seriously. And there was another thing. I know there's another thing. Oh, yeah. Why do you all... Seriously. What is up with getting bread and milk before a storm? To make a sandwich? If a storm's coming? What's up with the milk part? To have cereal? First of all, everyone, all right, it's 2025. If you've learned nothing else, you should have learned that when the scamdemic hit, remember they closed the ports and all that over the sniffles? Remember shipping containers out in the sea for a long time? Remember our supply chain getting disrupted on purpose? Remember that? Remember that? That should have taught you guys out there to stock the fuck up. The average household has only 3 days worth of food. After 3 days, that's easy. That's gone. Then what? Then what? You're going to try to start in with your neighbor to go steal their food? Good luck with that one. You guys need to get stocked up. Whatever you deem is important, stock it up to the rafters. I didn't say become a hoarder, okay? But pick up a little bit here, a little extra here, canned goods, toilet paper. May I suggest that you actually get a bidet? They sell them for like $16. Yeah. Freshens tu culo with agua. And you use very little toilet paper. Think about that. Cleaner derriere. Because the Europeans are laughing at us. They use bidets. They have like actual built-in, I think. But and they laugh at Americans for wiping their asses and having dookie on it still on the, and they don't wash their asses, which is true. Americans don't. When there's no built-in bidets everywhere. But they do sell portable ones. Think about that. You can stock up on your toilet paper, have a bidet, but you'll hardly ever use any. You'll use a lot less toilet paper. It'll be a lot cheaper on you. Think about that. They're only like $16. It's called preparedness. Or don't. Wipe your ass with some leaves when you run out of toilet paper if the shit hits the fan. That's on you. Why is everybody rushing to the grocery store? It's 2025. Why is everybody rushing to the grocery store wiping the whole damn place out? First of all, why do you think you need stuff like... I don't know, but they're buying stuff you wouldn't need in a snowstorm. Like, what was it? Go look at my video. I showed you yesterday all kinds of crazy crap wiped out, you know, cheese. I figured was. I thought the beer would be wiped out. That wasn't. I mean, cheese is wiped out. Milk was gone. Meat was gone. A lot of that was gone. But you should already have this stuff in. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to. If a storm is going to come, you should only have to go to the grocery store for maybe a couple of things that are holes that you got to fill in the blanks in your home. Like maybe missing some tomatoes or maybe need some bananas or something like that. Like I went for just routine bananas that I was low on and a classic garden salad. I wasn't going there to buy out. Oh, my God, I need this. I need that. Just knock it off. Just be prepared. You wouldn't have to go empty out a damn store if an inch of snow is headed your way. Georgia. It's ridiculous, and it's only going to last a day. You're acting like it's going to be here for 10 years, the way you, let's buy all this in the store. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop being so damn dramatic. Stock up so when people go to the grocery store that want to pick up routine items that are already stocked up the day before a storm hits, they could find what they need. The store will still be relatively full. If everyone just was prepared, you wouldn't have to rush to the store like little scary cats and buy everything out because an inch of snow is headed your way. It's retarded. Milk and damn bread. Who's thinking of that? That's so damn stupid. I'm thinking about brewskis. Where you got food? What do you want? You don't got food? You ain't got milk and bread at your house? Why is everybody got milk and bread? I don't get it. You didn't have bread in your house? You waited for a snowstorm to hit for you to go run out and buy milk and bread? I don't get it. It should already been in your house. Idiots out there. Damn stupid. You should already have this stuff by now. You should be stocked up. You should have two freezers full. You should have your pantries full of canned goods. You should have several dozens of eggs, even if you're not a big egg eater, especially at the prices that they're going to get. You understand that? You should be stocked up on soap. You should be stocked up on whatever you deem you need, light bulbs, batteries, etc. So when the shit does hit the fan, you could go, do I need anything? I'm going to look in the refrigerator. Oh, yeah, we are out of yogurt. It's our day to go get it. Usually run out every couple of days. So let me... And you go there and you get yogurt. You know what I mean? Or if they didn't have it, big deal. You still got 99.9% of everything you need. Don't be like a sheep out there running around scared. Because that's what they got you. They got you all like down to 3 days worth of food in the house. This is 2025. You should be stocked up on every damn thing. And quit rushing to the damn store because the damn little snowstorm that you think is going to come over there. It should be no sweat to you. You should be like, got everything I need. It should be like that, if you could afford it. If not, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm out. That's it. Now, I have 1,301 so-called friends on here. Let's see if it drops down to 1,300. I'm going to find out who it is. And I might have to do a China, what they do in China. You know, if you jaywalk, they publicly shame you. I might have to start. I might be a little commie when it comes to that. I might do a little communism China thing on you. So-and-so just delete himself after this video. Public shaming. Not that they would care. I'm just kidding. At any rate. Thanks for joining me. Got to download this and put this on my other platforms. At any rate, like, share, subscribe, or don't. I'm out.